called you here.
And that lets you save.
Look here.
True Form Life.
Green look on.
Welcome to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. As always, I'm your host, Drew Taddea. All right, thanks so much for joining me on this edition of the show. I always appreciate your time to see what we have going on. I do need to let you know you have tuned in to the best health and wellness show around. We're always bringing you better content. We got the best guests around, and by far, we have the best fans on the planet. Thank you so much for your continual messages and support, downloads, everything that you're doing to support the show. We certainly couldn't be here without you. Now we have another fantastic interview coming at you with Dana Volman from All About You Massage. So before we get into that, a quick word from MAK Mystic Expressions. This is a Himalayan salt company that specializes in pink salt. Personally, I feel this is a small transition we can all make to take small steps to improve our health. So head over to makmystic.com for more details as to how Himalayan salt can improve your health. All right, so as I was saying, we have Dana Volman on the line waiting to jump on this show with you. Today we're going to talk about all her experiences. She actually went over to Thailand, has a cool story she's going to share with us. She's going to talk a bit about deep tissue massage, therapeutic, how massage can really benefit, and why it's probably a good idea to try massage in some way to get yourself back in order, especially if you're fit, active, and healthy, or working towards that. So stay right there. We got all that coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Taddea.
Welcome to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. You heard all about Dana in the introduction. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Dana.
Hey, thank you.
So we're excited to have you on the show today. We're going to be talking about the benefits of massage in many different ways. How long have you been doing massage for?
I've been doing massage for a little over 7 years now.
How did you begin massage? What were you doing before?
Well, you know, I kind of dipped into a little bit of fashion industry. But really, I wanted to do massage ever since I was 16. So I get to be the rare benefit of people that could say that they're living the dream. So I've always dreamt of becoming a massage therapist, and took me a little bit of a journey to get there. But now I'm here and loving my job, and yeah, I get to do what I dreamed about.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What was the tipping point, or when were you like, this is what I'm going to do? I made my decision and I'm not going back.
Really, I just no time like the present. And I thought, you know, I'm getting older, I'm not getting any younger. Gotta live the dream quicker than later, like sooner than later. So, and also, really, it was kind of the birth of my son, and I realized, no, I really want to do massage. So I kind of did it a little bit crazy style and registered for massage therapy full time when my son was 10 and a half months old. And so I took the course then and passed and started my practice right away. So that was in Calgary. And then we moved to Old 7 years ago and worked with a doctor. And so I also do skin care as well. I'm a paramedical dermatologist. Paramedical dermal technician, I should say. So I can, just a fancy word to say that I can diagnose skin and treat it as well.
Cool. During one of our conversations, you were telling me about some of the other different forms. I think we'll get into what massage is here briefly. Tell me about...
For sure.
You did some more schooling, or you traveled to, did you say Thailand? To do some
more
schooling? Yeah, tell me about that.
Yeah, so like 4 years ago, I went to Thailand and I studied traditional Thai massage, which lots of people in North America kind of coined it lazy man's yoga, which is fabulous. So the client just lays on the floor and I do the stretches for them. So I thought that was fabulous because I would love to get a lazy man yoga and not have to do the yoga myself. So I thought that would be a great way to access the muscles. and work them out for sure.
So walk me through this. Is someone literally laying on the floor and you're like twisting them and pulling them in different positions?
Yeah, just bending them like a pretzel.
Okay, I don't think I've heard of this before. Do many people know about this, or am I just out of the loop?
No, not yet. You know, it's very true. Not very many people know about it. And on the addition to that, I also do Thai foot reflexology, which is a little bit different, which I learned in Chiang Mai in Thailand, which is a little bit different than traditional Chinese reflexology. They just hit a couple acupressure points. With the Thai reflexology, it goes all through all of the 27 major acupressure points versus just like two or three. So yeah, I also work on feet as well.
And how long does one of these treatments take?
The traditional Thai massage takes about an hour and a half, and the Thai foot reflexology takes about 50 minutes, so like about an hour.
Okay. All right. Tell me, let's get into some benefits of, what would you consider conventional massage therapy? What would you call that, first of all, I guess? Just massage therapy?
Conventional massage therapy?
Yeah, I suppose when someone thinks in their mind, I'm going to go to a massage therapist, what does that entail, I guess?
I think conventional massage therapy that majority of population know about is either like deep tissue, relaxation, or therapeutic. Here at the clinic, we do all, myself as well. So it would be just like laying on the table. So it's like a table massage. First, assessing the client's needs, seeing what issues they want to work on, if there's any issues, or if they're just simply there for relaxation.
Okay. So before, yeah. I suppose it's specific with any type of practicing. I don't know if that's a word.
Yeah.
Everything's specific. You ask them what they need, what issues they have, what they're looking for, and then you proceed from there.
That's right. That's correct.
All right. So what are some of the benefits that you find when someone comes in to see you? You know, I imagine some have injuries, some have discomfort. What have you found in your practice?
I like to treat more like challenging cases. Like I like to treat people that have chronic pain, chronic issues. I would say that's more of my specialty. So I do therapeutic, or what we call therapeutic. So assess the client and figure out how to get them moving better. So decreasement of pain, increasing range of motion, which is like the movement of any joint. So if they have restrictive range of motion, like frozen shoulder or golfers or tennis elbow, that's like with the wrist, we can assess their needs and work with them on a program. And it's really about the frequency of massages then by the guide of the massage therapist that gives the best benefit. And I give a little bit of homework. So you have to be prepared for some homework too if they have any issues. So
when someone comes to see you, what would the, I don't know if this is a fair question, but what would the majority of people come to you for? Is it shoulders, lower back?
You know, I would say because the increasement of people that work on the computer or they're on their iPhones, I would say like upper thoracic, so upper body is the main concern. So yeah, I see a lot of frozen shoulder, a lot of people that have issues with their neck and headaches as well. For some reason, like the barometric pressure in Alberta is so crazy and people get weird tension headaches and environmental headaches. So it's helped to reduce that with, I use also essential oils in my massage, so helping to decrease that inflammation inside the muscle. Mm-hmm.
And now if someone has, let's say someone is maybe a little worried about massage or maybe fear massage a little bit, do you ever encounter that? And what would you say to someone that might be worried that they'd be in more pain going to a massage therapist?
I would say you need to try it. You need to like step a little bit out of your comfort zone. And those are really the times when we do step out of our comfort zone that we get progress in anything in life. So, you know, at least try it once. And the we're trained massage therapists. Like, I'm a trained massage therapist, so I'll make you feel comfortable. We're not going to do anything that you're not comfortable with. So I really, that's why we call the company All About You, not All About Me. So it's really about empowering that we're going to be on your side and empowering like what you want. I always ask my client the first thing, even if I've seen them for years, what are we going to do today? Because you're with your body 90% of the time, and I'm only with your body 2% of the time. So, right? So you know your body best. So we really, I just try to empower anyone that's, you know, is feeling nervous or apprehensive, that, you know, they're in control of their body, and that whatever, I'm just a facilitator to guide them through it, to walk them through it and see them healed.
You mentioned something that was interesting to me in a previous conversation regarding using different forms of health, you know, coming together, maybe not so much as a community, but maybe different practitioners, whether it's fitness, nutrition, massage therapy. I thought that was really cool. Tell us more about how you feel that numerous types of services is really about overall well-being and optimal health.
For sure. You know, I think it definitely takes a team to get a person where they're at. And I really want to like empower any client of mine to get additional help. So, you know, I really strongly believe that here we can facilitate that and refer anyone that needs to, if they need additional treatments like physiotherapy or chiropractor, or consult their medical doctor, and just to have a clear conversation and information sharing with all practitioners. So yeah, we're very passionate about having a group to work with us in achieving optimal health for each individual client. So yeah, it takes a village, Drew. It takes a village to heal people. And we're very passionate about that, about working together collaborative with a team.
Yeah, I think that's awesome, because many times we go, we try one thing, you know, we try whatever it may be, a chiropractor, or maybe we try one massage and we don't address nutrition, or we're never active.
Right?
And yeah. You know, I think you're exactly right. You know, we need a group. We needed to address your overall well-being in different areas in different ways, and that's where you're going to find your optimal health.
That's right. Correct. Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to know a bit more about your experience in Thailand, and it's, you know, for some reason, I just think it's cool because I think, I don't know, did massage originate in Thailand, or do you know any of that history?
No. So, Thai massage was originally a royal massage that was just offered to the king, and then they westernized it about 300 years ago to offer it to the public. So Thai massage is along the Buddhist sphere of influence, I guess. So the Buddhist monks would do the treatments. And then also, like, so it's very popular in the Buddhist monasteries. And then they westernized it to offer it to the public. So it's kind of like a royalty massage. So the reason why I went to Thailand is I didn't really want to learn Thai massage from, like, Betsy Sue that learned it from John Smith, too. you know, I was like, if I'm going to learn Thai massage, I'm going to go to Thailand. Like, I'm going to go straight to the source. And that's what I've done with, like, the majority of the practices that I do, like, other treatments, like, such as also I do K-taping. So are you familiar with that?
Yeah, but you should explain just in case anyone's not familiar with it listening.
Yeah. So kinesiology taping is a specialized tape that lifts the skin at a fascial level. So what that does is it brings more blood flow, more circulation to the muscle, and helps to rehab the muscle and also can do like all sorts of crazy things. Like it can help with inflammation. I've treated people post-op surgery that have like major like cording in their arms after a mastectomy that reduce their inflammation dramatically. So I like, there's K-tape everywhere, Drew. You can buy it at Shoppers Drug Mart or whatever, and people are kind of just slapping it on. But there's actually an art form. There's different tones and tensions that you have to put on. You have to know where your muscle, like the O and I's, like where muscle starts and where it ends, to put on this K-tape. So I learned it from, so it was created by, in 2009, by Dr. Caniso. Conveniently, his name is Caniso. And he formulated for the Olympic athletes because they were still, they're using sports tape, but they weren't using, they were finding the sports tape was too restrictive. It wasn't moving. And Caniso, he developed this tape to make it go from 0 to 100% stretch. So it bends and moves. Like, it won't, some tapes that I put on people's backs, they forget that it's on. It's like, oh, it's still on. It's like, I massage them a week later. I'm like, yeah, you should take that off. Like, you don't need to have it on. So, like, it stays on, like, bends and moves and fixes with you. So I learned it from his protege. So it's kind of like right from the horse's mouth. Yeah.
That's cool. I was going to say that that could be like a selling point. You don't even know it's there.
Yeah, don't even know it's there. Just forget about it. It's all good. Yeah, and it's sweat and waterproof. You can hop in the shower, do whatever, do your workout. It's not gonna irritate the skin, nothing.
Is that his real name? Or did he change his
name? Straight up G. It's like Dr. Caniso.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah, big, like he's a like this Asian dude or whatever. I think Korean, but I don't know. I would just be guessing about that.
Okay.
But he taught his protege, and his protege taught me. So it's kind of cool. Yeah, it's a 4-day course. And
where did you do that?
That was in Calgary, actually. I took that 3 years ago. Yeah.
That's awesome. I think I kind of feel the same way about going to the origin of whatever it is you're doing. Like, I would love to go to... You know, I would love to go to, you know, somewhere in the, I'd love to learn yoga from like a real yogi that like lives it every day. And, you know, that's something I've thought of in the past. Like if I want to do, not that I don't, like I still do some yoga, I still do meditation, but I would love to, especially if I was going to teach it, I would love to go to a source where someone lives it every day and they're like, this is how you do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then, so just to be clear, let's clear up the K, I don't, you call it K tape?
Yeah, or Caniso tape.
Okay, yeah. So K tape, that's for our listeners. That would be the black tape that you're now seeing on more athletes, professional athletes, Olympians, I suppose. The Olympics just passed here. But that's cool. That's a pretty cool thing that you're doing because that's newer as well. And I think, I really like old school. Like I'm an old school type person. I like original old type of whether it's, you know, practitioners or medicine. But I think it's cool that we can use new technology as well to improve our health.
Exactly. Yeah. And so why they started doing that is because it was like the old sports tape or the old school sports tape was restricting the muscle. And as you know, if you don't use the muscle, you lose it. And so it was making the muscle become weaker. So the K-tape bends and moves with the muscle, so it actually makes the muscle more active or increases what is called ATP in the muscle. Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Tell me briefly here that about the schooling that you went through in Thailand. You told me it was some long hours and it was maybe hot out. It was difficult to get through some days. I'd love for you to share a bit of that story with our audience.
So, yeah, I was in Chiang Mai, kind of like more in the jungle. I had classes every day except for Sunday from 8:30 in the morning till 6:30 at night, every day. And even before that, it's part of, like I was saying, the Buddhist religion. And so we had to follow the sensei, which is teacher, but it's like a special teacher. And we had to do like this prayer to begin with. So that was like half an hour before that. So like at 8 o'clock, we had to be ready for like half an hour of prayer. But that was actually quite beautiful because I took out a half an hour of my day just to focus on prayer. I'm not Buddhist, but I'm Christian. But I just prayed for my like to my God or whatever. But I just loved the beauty of the discipline of you know starting your day out with just you, so to speak, and then continuing in your work day. So I really found Thailand to be beautiful in that aspect, that they really took the time or started their day with focusing on themselves and focusing on their soul, on their spirit. So that was really cool.
And then so you just went through, what were you guys doing all day? You're just doing your practices, like you're learning about massage, you're practicing on one another. This is going on all day long?
All day. Well, we had about half an hour for lunch, and then we did it all day. And it's like hot. Like I'm talking, and I went in February, which is like kind of winter there. But it was like plus 40, you're outside. There's only one room that's air conditioning that you prayed to have classes in that day. But most of the time it didn't happen. So you're in like hot, hot, sweltering heat doing Thai massage. So it's good. It makes you disciplined. You know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, I guess, right?
That's right. All right, Dana, tell me a bit more about your clinic. Here, as we wrap things up, I want to know what you guys do there and tell us where you're located. Tell us what's going on.
Okay. Yes, we're located Uptown Old in the old mini mall, which is not a mall, but that's what it's called, the building. So it's beside H&R Block and 2G2 upstairs. We have three treatment rooms and a retail area and a teaching studio. So like we talked about previous conversation, I really believe it takes a team, so I also rent out the space to anyone that wants to teach classes or hold like little mini sessions, anything to do with health and wellness. So they can come up, and anyone that is in the community that wants even mental health, I'm really passionate about that too. And then we have we're a full service spa, so we do like pedicures, facials, body wraps. We also do couples massage. We have a room that you can get a massage together. Found out that lots of spas were having couples massage, but they have separate rooms. I was like,
oh. How's that couple?
I'm like, I am a couple. I want to be with him, not separate. So anyways, you can actually have a massage together. And so we have that available. We do Thai massage. Thai fluid reflexology. We also, on the chronic rehab muscle therapy, we also do what is called LED light therapy, and that's using infrared light. It's a LED light is a polychromatic light therapy that involves the use of light and emitting diodes, which delivers red, blue, and black light. So that helps with circulation, stimulates collagen, releasing of ATP. It also helps the lymphatic system and nerves too. So that's exciting to add addition to our clinic. And we do more treatments for, my husband's like, we need more for the men. So we also do men's hot shaves, you know, with a razor. Have you ever experienced a hot shave?
No, but I know. Actually, I'm not sure. But I don't shave very often.
Let's just keep it real. Okay. No role. And then we also do like facials. We have a mineral makeup line too. I have two other massage therapists also that do treatments. And I have one massage therapist, my full-time girl. She also does Reiki as well. And she's been massaging longer than me, like for 10 years. So We're really excited. We've got a good team.
You guys have a website as well?
Yeah, our website is www.allaboutyou, so the letter U, not Y-O-U, massage.ca.
Do you have a number, or do you want to direct people to the website to find
out? Oh, no. Our phone number at our clinic here is 403-556-1134.
Okay. Fantastic. Yeah. Thanks so much, Dana. I appreciate you taking time out to come in and share some information with us and then being in our community as well and offering some massage services to help us live healthier here.
Oh, awesome. Thanks so much, Drew. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Exploring Mind and Body. As always, thanks for being here with us. Thanks for being a part of our True Form Life community. Thanks for hanging out here with us till the end. If you'd like to leave a review on iTunes yourself, I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to read it on the show as well. For more details about what we do and what we have to offer, head over to trueformlife.com. There you'll find a free 10-day fitness challenge. All you have to do is enter in your email address so we know where to send the workouts to. A brand new workout each day, 20 minutes or less, body weight only, which means there's no equipment required. All past shows are going up on exploringmindandbody.com. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Taddea, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Taddea, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Taddea, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com.